U.S. media reports say two police officers have been shot at a protest rally against police violence in Dallas, Texas. Several shots were fired. Demonstrations have been held in several cities against the shooting dead of two black men by white police officers in recent days. The organizer of the Black Lives Matter rally, Reverend Jeff Hood, told the Dallas Morning News what he saw as shots were fired.
I was leading the protest. I was, you know, right there with another officer. I heard what sounded like 6 to 8 shots. I saw people scramble. The officer ran towards the shots. I ran away from the shots, trying to get people off the streets, and I was grabbing myself to see if I was shot.
President Obama said the earlier shootings of the two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota should cause all Americans to be deeply troubled. There's been another major bomb attack in Iraq on a Shia holy site north of the capital, Baghdad. The authorities say more than 30 people have been killed and many more injured. David Bamford has the latest.
The suicide bomber and gunmen launched their attack on the Shia mausoleum of Sayyid Mohammed bin Ali al-Hadi in the town of Balad. After the bomb exploded close to the gate, reports say several gunmen stormed the site and opened fire on worshippers celebrating the Eid festival. The attack comes less than a week after almost 300 people were killed in the city's worst single bombing since the 2003 war in the busy, mainly Shia shopping district of Qurada. IS said it was responsible.
The authorities in Saudi Arabia have arrested 19 suspects, 12 of them Pakistani, following the suicide bomb attack on the Prophet's mosque in Medina on Monday. Yusuf Tahar reports.
An interior ministry spokesman identified the bomber as Nair al-Balawi, a 26-year-old Saudi national with previous convictions for drug abuse. Four policemen were killed when he detonated his explosive belt. The spokesman also named the suspects in two suicide attacks, which happened on the same day in the mainly Shia city of Qatif in the eastern province. The bombing in Medina drew worldwide condemnation, including from Shia Iran, which called for international effort to defeat terrorism.
The former head of the army in Chile, General Juan Emilio Chera, has been detained for alleged involvement in the killing of 15 people in the aftermath of the 1973 military coup. General Chera, who was a young officer when General Augusto Pinochet seized power, was accused of complicity in the killing of left-wing activists in the northern city of La Serena. The controversial Brazilian politician who led the impeachment process against President Dilma Rousseff has resigned from his post as Speaker of the Lower House of Congress. Eduardo Cunha had been accused of diverting millions of dollars from the state oil company Petrobras to personal accounts in Switzerland. He denies the charges. BBC News. The Colombian government has said that the total area used for the production of coca, the raw material for cocaine, has increased by 39% in 1 year. The defense minister, Luis Carlos Villegas, said the decision to suspend crop spraying because of health concerns was one of the main reasons for the surge. He announced new measures to tackle the illegal crops. Poland's centre-right government has rushed an amended version of its constitutional court reforms through Parliament just hours before Warsaw hosts a NATO summit. The government hopes the changes will appease its Western allies, who have expressed concern that the Polish government is failing to respect democratic checks and balances. The opposition says the reforms don't go far enough and still give the government too much influence over the constitutional court. France, the hosts of the Euro 2016 football tournament, have made it to Sunday's final, where they'll meet Portugal. They beat the reigning world champions Germany by 2-0 in the second semi-final. Alex Capstick reports.
This was vengeance for France. The nation has waited 58 years for victory over Germany at a major football tournament. And how fitting the cycle was broken at the Stade Velodrome. There have been so many painful defeats over the years. The French won't mind a bit that for long periods they were dominated by the world champions. Antoine Griezmann, the player of this championship, provided the stardust. His 2 goals, the first a controversial penalty, the second a result of comical German defending, propelled his team to Sunday's final.
Alex Capstick reporting from Marseille. BBC News.